Let's do it. You're rocking out with X360 FM. Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Now, here's your host, entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your platform for motivation and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Danny Cole, and with me is Blake, making healthcare affordable, Barber. Just flows nice, though.
It really does. Can you hear me?
There we go. We got you.
Okay.
Well, folks, as always, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the show. We love you. We appreciate you. And if you like this show or any show that we have done, make sure you tell everybody about it, because everyone deserves to be part of the show, because everyone is stronger than failure. And folks, I am excited about our show tonight. We have got an incredible guest on. Blake, you're going to love her. Dude, her energy, everything she's got going on, dude, is powerful.
So can't wait. Love it. I can't wait to hear it.
You are going to love it. And folks, so are you. On tonight's show, we've got a young entrepreneur, a little young hustler she is. And she's always looking for opportunities to grow and help other people achieve their goals. She does numerous things. Blake, all right, she's got two businesses that she's got. One that she started that she's getting the foundation run on right now.
Two businesses
right now she's running, right?
Two.
One, she is the co-founder of Keel Companies, a commercial loan brokerage company. And also, she is the co-founder of Picture Your Listing, a real estate photography company in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. She's a mortgage broker and branch manager with NEXA Mortgage. She's licensed not only in Georgia, but Florida, South Carolina, and Texas. And she's also working on her first book, which, dude, I said, she's got a lot going on, and I don't know how she's got the time for it, but I cannot wait to talk to Summer Britt in just a moment. So, folks, make sure you stay tuned. But first, Blake, dude, your fans, your family want to know what's going on with you. What is new, man?
Man, it's just been surviving Corona.
How have you been doing it?
We talked about that red dot machine.
I've seen the country boy workouts, though. You've been working out a good bit.
The cinder block and the hay bale and the bag of feed go a long way. But hey, there's nothing like getting in the gym with a bunch of other knuckleheads.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, bro?
Dude, been doing a lot of house projects. Still been working on business. Still, you know, growing, reading, and learning. Been doing a lot of house projects and just trying to stay motivated with everything.
Because I haven't even seen you in months now.
Been about 2 months now.
The last time we were together, you were working on building your car dealership,
mm-hmm.
and you've gotten your license as well. I think you had one or two things in the fire with that. How did Corona hit you, man?
So right now, we sold our first car just a week ago, so finally got there where they're going. So Corona kind of slowed things down.
Right.
Also, with just things that we had to get done as far as computer wise and IT stuff, so it kind of slowed things down there for us. But we got the first car sold. We already got the second car in the works being sold. So with business, things are going well. And credit repair, a lot of people are still signing up for the credit repair because a lot of people are already being affected by this, you know, having late payments and things like that. And also people are looking for more business opportunities, and the credit repair business is something you can do from home. So a lot of people are contacting me for that as well.
Yeah. And just a little prop for you. I have instituted some of your credit repair techniques from your book. And I have now, as of 2 weeks ago, my credit score went up to 750, the highest it's been.
And I love it.
Right on.
Boom.
Yeah.
I got a friend of mine, when I used to manage a gym, they used to come in all the time. He bought my book, you know, How to Repair Your Credit Like the Pros. He got the book. He said his credit was like 5-something. I saw him the other day, and he said his credit is at a 770-something. Mm-hmm. He's looking to buy his first home, too. So I'm also a real estate agent, so he's looking to buy. He's going to build his credit with me and then buy his first home with me.
Spot on, man. Mm-hmm.
from cradle to grave, baby, we take care of it. All right. Well, without further ado, we're about to jump into this interview because I can't wait to talk to Summer Britt because she's got so much going on. So, folks, get ready. Summer, welcome to the show. I'm glad you are here.
Hey, yeah, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
You should be. I've been following you for a while on social media. And, like, you post every single day, which is what I love. So I'm able to follow you and know what's going on. And you are constantly busy doing deals left and right. You're at the beach, you're at the lake, you're at Starbucks, you're everywhere, but you're always working. And I respect that. And we've got a lot to talk about with the mortgages, with your businesses and the book. So let's just kind of start from the beginning with mortgages. You know, how did you get into the mortgage business?
Yeah, so I actually was in college when I started the mortgage industry. I was going to school for computer science because I thought I was going to join the FBI.
Really?
Yeah, crazy, right? I was working full-time through college, and I was working at Sherwin-Williams. Shout out to Sherwin-Williams. And honestly, like, a great job, but it was a lot of physical work, slinging paint all day, and then going to school and trying to study. I was just tired. And then I got an opportunity to kind of start off like data entry at a mortgage company. And I took the opportunity. I was like, ooh, a desk job. I can sit down for a little while. And honestly, it kind of opened my eyes to the fact that I can kind of do anything. I kind of at first thought I was going to be comfortable, maybe making $100,000 a year. And then I was like, wait, I could make more than that, you know? And, so it kind of opened my eyes and everything to some great opportunities, and that's just kind of where it all started.
Dude, I love it. So how long have you been mortgages now? Because like you said, again, you are licensed for Georgia, South Carolina, and Texas?
And Florida.
And Florida.
Yeah.
So you're all over the place.
All over the place, yeah. So I've been in the mortgage industry for going on 3 years.
And you're only 22?
Yes.
Folks, I mean, that right there says a lot. She's 22, been doing this for 3 years, licensed this many states, got two businesses going on. I cannot wait to see, like, where you head in the future. There's no telling. Like, the sky's the limit with you. All right. So for our listeners, a lot of people right now, a lot of people were because everything going on, they were buying houses before, and they're going to start buying houses soon. What is some information you give them? Like, what do they need to have as far as, like, a good credit score or stuff like that? Give them some tips what they need to know about buying a home. And later on, we're going to tell them how they get contact with you for just everything that they need.
For sure. So, honestly, buying a home as far as, like, if it's your first home or maybe something happened, you know, 2008, I get a lot of people who lost their homes during that time. And it's been long enough at this point that they can purchase again. So I get a lot of people who are sometimes credit challenged, and, you know, obviously you can always work on that. And now being with Corona and everything, now is a great time to start working on your credit and saving as much as you can, you know, eat at home because you can't really go out anywhere anyways. So yeah, for the people who are still working and still able to pay their bills, just keep paying your bills, you know, whatever it takes. I know a lot of people who are, you know, trying to get the forbearance or what have you, you know, making late payments. If you can make that payment, make that payment, because otherwise you're going to have to be going back, you know, next month or the month after trying to fix that. So that way you can go and, you know, purchase a home at that point.
And speaking about the forbearance real quick, one thing that a lot of people didn't know about the forbearance, they thought it was just kind of, you know, just putting the payment off for a couple of months and then starting back over. You're just kind of basically putting on the tail end of the loan, which was not the case. It was, I think the forbearance, they forgave you for 3 months, so to speak, but then on that fourth month, you had to make all four payments.
Yeah, it's like a balloon payment.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like 3 or 4 months, and then after that, you're making the whole entire payment, which if you couldn't make the payment those months, how are you going to have the money saved up to make the payment at the end of those 4 months? That, yeah. It just doesn't make much logical sense to me, at least.
Not at all.
So, but I mean, obviously, that means there's going to have to be some sort of cure for that. Right.
So some companies are kind of trying to put it on the back end, like a car loan. Car loans.
Yeah, that's how it's explained to me by some bankers.
Yeah.
I wasn't familiar with what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it basically depends on who your lender is.
I see.
How they want to do it. They okay, make the rules.
Sense. Right. Right. Yeah. I had not heard that part though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one thing. I was like just reading different news articles online, and the forbearance was, yeah, it's not kind of just adding to the back end. Like some of the banks want to get a balloon payment on that fourth month.
Well, I heard that there were like four different options and that it was kind of, it was going to be sort of like a negotiation between the bank and the Lend-E, I guess, is that a word, on how they would negotiate out those terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I actually did a whole video about this with three other lenders, and it's on my Facebook page.
Okay.
Nice.
All about forbearances and what rates are currently and what we think is going to happen in the future and all that good stuff.
All right. So real quick, go and give a plug to your Facebook page so people can go there and look at that video and go ahead and friend you on Facebook.
Yeah. It's Summer Britt. The picture is me with braids standing at the Oasis in Texas, with a bunch of water in the background.
I'm looking for somebody in a suit.
Right, exactly.
A professional bitch. She's on the beach in the denim shorts. Okay.
She's, yep.
Got it. She's always at the beach.
Right.
At the beach, lake,
water,
or somewhere.
I love water.
Yeah.
So is that where you do most of your business, is at the beach?
No, I actually work from my car. So during this whole corona thing, I've been working in my car. So I kind of feel like I'm in an office. I kind of have my own space. I can have my music on. I have a wall outlet in my car so I can charge my laptop, mobile hotspots all day. But yeah, it's been keeping me like focused so I don't get distracted or fall asleep while trying to work on the couch or in bed, you know.
That makes sense, really, because a lot of times people are at home, their comfort zone, so to speak,
exactly.
And they don't get as much work done as they need to.
Exactly. So I've been, working at my car. You can park at the lake, you can go to the beach, wherever you want to go, as long as you have
that's no distraction there.
I mean,
I can totally stay focused at the beach. Sure.
It takes dedication for sure.
It takes practice. She's been doing this a while.
I've been doing this for a while, yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Working remote is very hard, okay?
Copy that. So, talk about the corona and everything. Has business picked up because of that? Is it dropped down? Is it about the same with mortgages, or what's going on with you?
So with mortgages, I've actually been busier than ever,
really?
Which is a blessing for sure. Mortgages have been good.
Yeah.
Everybody's, I guess, has the time to take to.
That's what I was
going to
ask, is how has that picked up since everybody seems to be holding on to their money right
exactly.
now?
Exactly. So. A lot of people are like, wow, my rent is a lot of money. I can go and purchase a home and save money every month. That sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as, a lot of people being able to refinance and kind of take out that nest egg, that they have for in case of emergency, people renting, first time home buyers, stuff like that.
Interesting. Wow.
As far as like credit goes, because you've got to have decent credit to get the mortgage loans, right? So what's the lowest score someone needs to have? And like, what's a good score to get the better rates? And
for
what
sure.
are rates going at right now? Do you know?
For sure. So I can go all the way down to a 580. I will say that if you have, even one late in the past 2 years, that 580 isn't going to cut it. You also are probably going to need more money in the bank as far as reserves and stuff like that go, one reserve would be like 1 month of a mortgage payment. So if you need three months of reserves and your mortgage payment's going to be $1,000, you need $3,000 just sitting in your bank. That doesn't include your down payment. That doesn't include your closing costs, all that stuff.
Gotcha. All right. So 580 is going to be just cutting it. No late payments. But then as far as what's going to be a decent score and what's going to be the best score?
So I would say a decent score, you're looking at like 680, that 700 range.
Okay.
I would say that, you're pretty much good to go. And you're going to have more opportunities as far as in case you do need down payment assistance or, you want to do a conventional loan, you want to get a good interest rate, things like that.
Okay. And then, so getting the best rates, no money. Is there one that you can get with no money's down or anything?
So a USDA loan, which honestly is one of my personal favorites for first-time home buyers especially, it is a 0% down loan. But that loan is going to be in rural areas. So you're not going to find it in the heart of Atlanta. You're going to have to go out a little bit further to get that loan, but a lot of the time it's worth it.
All right. Now, Sarah, what areas would that be included?
So, for example, I live up in, North Forsyth, Dawsonville area. That area is 0% down rural area. I'm trying to think. Dallas, Georgia is USDA.
Okay.
Winder is USDA. I want to say Fayetteville might be USDA.
So I just have a question about that because I'm not familiar. I've heard of Fannie Mae with your 3%, but not a 0 with USDA. So is it like, you're talking about the areas. Is that like, can I go to Dallas and find any residential property? Or when you say rural, does it need to be like Is there some sort of
property? So there is a web. You can go online and go to a USDA eligibility map. Just Google it. And you can look in your area. Anything not in yellow, you can purchase with 0% down. Yeah, single family home.
But is it a lot harder to qualify for that? Because who's backing the loan if you're not putting anything down?
USDA.
Based on what sort of criteria?
So it's like a government loan. So there is a income limit, a household income limit. It actually was recently raised. I made a Facebook post about this. To 90,000 household income. It is a 620 minimum credit score. Obviously, the better your credit score, you know, more chances and opportunity you have, better interest rates. But because it's a government loan, you still have good interest rates. So it's not like a down payment assistance program where they're going to up the interest rate to make up for that down payment amount. I do a lot of these definitely for first-time home buyers or, you know, pretty much, I mean, just anybody looking to purchase who doesn't have that.
Does the USDA have some sort of monetary limit that they will put towards these loans every year?
Yeah, so they will. The beginning of this year, they actually kind of, I don't want to say threaten to kind of like pause lending on it. But I don't.
But as a general rule, aside from Corona year.
Well, they were going to do that
prior to
Corona. But no, I mean, they didn't end up doing it.
So there's no cap. I mean, so if you are at the back of the line with.
Yeah, no. It's just a normal loan, just like a conventional loan, an FHA loan or a VA loan. A VA loan is also a 0% down, but you have to be prior military.
How cumbersome are those loans? Because when I was looking for an SBA loan last year, it turned out to be, I mean, one of the most cumbersome. I felt I jumped through hoops of fire for 8 months.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're going to close just as fast as like an FHA loan. It's pretty, I mean, other than the fact that you're not putting any money down and you kind of have to go to the outskirts of a city, there really isn't much of a difference.
So you just go to your bank, your lender, and say, this is what I want to apply for? Or do you have to go to a specialist?
No, so you can go to a bank or what have you. I always recommend a broker because we're more personal. We have more options. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you call me on the weekends, I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer your questions. I'm going to be there for you. But if you go to a bank, good luck getting them on the phone, you know, or texting them at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night because – oh, no, I just realized, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I've seen you working at 11, 12 o'clock, and I just got a phone call or email from a client, and I'm working on it now. I'm like, wow, you're up at all hours working for your clients.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's nonstop. If you know, if money calls, you got to answer. So.
You know that.
Hey.
You know, you got to do whatever it takes, definitely as an entrepreneur. And as a broker, you know, I get my own business, and I work my own business, so every lead lost, every deal lost is, you know, money out of my pocket, what it feels like. At least it wasn't there exactly, but it could have been there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of that, that's a question Blake usually always asks as far as, you know, how do you get your clients? How do you advertise for that?
So I do mostly social media advertising. I am young, so I kind of target a younger kind of group of people, mm-hmm. First-time home buyers, stuff like that, people who, you know, they feel like they can relate to me a little bit more. Granted, when I'm on the phone and you don't see me, people don't really think that I'm as young as I am. So it works out. But I also do Facebook ads. I mostly target realtors who have deals and, you know, they need an awesome broker to work with. And, you know, hey, there just so happens to be one here. So, yeah. And then I have a team under me of two other loan officers. And, you know, if I get too busy, I can hand some deals to them as well.
So the agent came first as far as your stepwise approach to where you are now?
It doesn't have to. So either I can get the deal myself, which I, you know, would run Facebook ads and stuff like that, or a realtor referred them to me.
All right. And so if we back up and walk through your process of how you got here, what because you had said initially that you got a desk job at a mortgage office. Initially, that's mm-hmm. what piqued your interest and got your juices flowing. And so then from there, you went to...
So I started this job. They didn't look at my resume. I was actually 19 when I interviewed. and I didn't even know what a mortgage was, let alone how to make one or where they even came from.
So how did you score the job? You just had a friend or family member to say, hey, come to work for me?
No. I have no idea how I scored the job, to be totally honest with you. It just kind of worked out in my favor. But yeah, so I got the job. I started as data entry, you know, just typing on a computer, putting in applications into their system so they can go look at it. And within the first hour, I was promoted into sales and marketing. Within the first hour.
Way to go, Summer.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. And I kind of just worked my way up into kind of like a loan officer assistant role. And I remember they would kind of hand me the deals that were like not going to qualify or kind of more difficult. And they were like, here, figure it out. If you can figure it out, run with it. And so I remember I figured out my first one and I called the lady to tell her that she was pre-approved and she just started bawling.
Oh,
and that's when I knew, like, I couldn't work for the FBI. I couldn't, you know, do anything else. And I had to stay with this because, I mean, that feeling was amazing.
Interesting. And so from there you moved into... What did you go into next?
Yeah,
I mean,
so,
running off five different careers you had.
Yeah, that's when they will switch gears in a moment and jump into the businesses that you started.
Yeah, definitely. So from there, I went and worked for another mortgage company. I was licensed and everything. So I kind of made a switch to think that, you know, maybe this was a better path. I was working for like a direct lender and I went for a table lender and ended up at a broker and fell in love with the broker world of having as many options as I could ever think of.
What all is involved in becoming a broker?
So basically, I just went from working for a direct lender to working for a different company.
Oh, so there's no sort of certification class or school that you have to go to. You just start doing it.
Pretty much. Other than, you know, I had to get licensed to do mortgages. So mortgage loan originator. It's like my official title.
what is involved in that? You have to take a test?
Yep, 20-hour class and then a test and like a proctored test. And then every year you have to do continuing education.
Fascinating.
So she's on top of things. I love it. And being that young, you guys started that young, right? Or right out of the military, right?
Sort of. I took the party boy route.
Okay.
Wasn't quite as focused. I was focused on the beach.
Right, I got you.
Yeah, he wasn't working at the beach. He was like working out
a lot of much of anything at the beach. You know, late in there, trying to sober up.
Right, I was going to say, having a nice drink.
Yeah.
I do that too. Now that I'm old enough.
So you get to enjoy it a little bit more.
Right.
All right, well, I'm going to switch gears for a moment and talk about the two companies that you started. What was the first one and what made you start that company? How are things going?
So I actually have three. The first one that I started was real estate investing. I haven't really done much with it. That's the one I'm kind of laying the foundation for and everything. It's actually called Flipper Dipper. So, because I want to flip houses, and I was trying to think of something catchy. And then the other one is a commercial loan brokerage. So I kind of kept seeing people needing commercial loans, and I was like, man, I want to do this. These loan amounts are millions of dollars. I mean, imagine the commission on that. And so I actually ended up partnering with somebody to be able to do those, and we just kind of ran with it. It kind of just happened. Kind of like me ending up in mortgages. I didn't expect this person to say, my business partner, Jason, to say, hey, let's do this. Like, you want to be part of this? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. I had no idea what I was doing. Kind of like with mortgages, but I ran with it.
I love it. The thing is, I forgot who said it, but said somebody presents you with an opportunity. Even if you don't know how to do it, go for it.
Say yes and figure it out later.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yep.
Who is it?
I have no idea.
I can't
name names. I just know, like, the words.
Yeah, I've seen it a million times. And that's what it is. It's when that
Will Smith.
There. Is that who it was?
That was Will Smith.
Was it really?
Look at you.
Wow. I mean, he may not have coined it, but I know I've heard him say that because I listen to him a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of, like, educational videos, man, and motivational videos. Yeah, Will Smith's pretty amazing.
Right, for sure. And then my other business is Picture Listing. It's a real estate photography company that I started with my business partner, Ryan. Same kind of thing. He was like, hey, let's do this. And I was like, a what? And we ran with it, and we just recently started that, literally days before the corona, lockdown. We didn't think that that was going to happen, right? But we've been, keeping up, and we're actually looking for some photographers in Atlanta. So if you do photography, videography, want a job, hit me up.
Do you have one of the, because I just watched a video of the Kevin Pathwaite, the Meet Kevin guy on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know who he is. He did a 30-minute video on, because he does the same thing. He was talking about the camera setup that he uses. Do you use something similar to that 360-degree?
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're working on. We have drone and videography with stabilizers and all that good stuff.
So you got the real deal.
Photos, yeah.
Because that stuff ain't cheap.
New.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Was that your first commercial loan? Bam, did you come for a commercial loan yourself for that? No. To buy the equipment?
What? That's not a commercial loan.
To start the business.
Well, no. So a commercial loan is we do buildings and 5+ units. So office buildings.
Oh, okay.
Not business loans. No.
Gotcha.
My business partner, Jason, does business loans, though, as well. And he also did the PPP loans. He underwrote a lot of those.
For which bank?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't let me find out.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Nobody likes those guys.
I know. When Ruth's Chris is considered a small business, we have problems.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Them and I think Capital Grill, they both got PPP loans when
really?
They're $400 million companies. Yeah. Mm. It's crazy stuff.
I didn't even know that.
I saw it on Facebook. It must be true, right?
It's got to be true. It's on Facebook. Bonjour. Now, one thing they need to talk about the... They're taking pictures for all the real estate agents. Mm-hmm. My buddy of mine selling his house and had the lady come by and she's taking the pictures. And so I was talking to her about, how many she does in a day and what she's charging. There's a lot of money there.
There can be. It depends on the area and the size of the house. So obviously we kind of have to tailor to the market. So our prices of South Carolina are different than Georgia. And, depending on the size of the house and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It all depends on what equipment you're needing. If you're needing just photos, or do you need photos and video and drone, or what So it's tailored to the appointment itself every single time.
So you don't have certain packages, package A, package B, or C? Just
We kind of do, but we do, I've seen a lot on other photographer websites where it's just this is this much. But if your house is 1,300 square feet, I'm not going to charge you what I'm charging the guy who's 3,000 square feet.
Right. That makes sense, yeah.
Just seems fair to me, at least.
Right.
Less photos, less square feet.
Less time, that's going to be involved in everything.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
There's this lady here, I forgot. She charged $200 per, and she was doing five or six a day. I was holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just racking. She said she's working 6 days a week, that she's going to retire soon because... just too busy, and she's got plenty of money stacked up.
That's awesome.
Heck yeah.
Right, exactly.
So yeah. If I could ask you real quick about your marketing, because you had said a while ago social media,
mm-hmm.
and you teed off to Facebook. Is that your only platform, or are you on Instagram?
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.
So just out of curiosity, from my own personal experience, mm-hmm. where are you getting most of your feedback from?
I get most of my feedback from Facebook, 100%. I can go in, I can see that this person is a realtor, I can start liking their stuff, they get interested in what I do, we connect, we grab coffee, we start a business relationship. Yeah, right. And it's easy to run Facebook ads, because Facebook ads you can tailor to kind of more of what you're, they've gotten a lot stricter on what you can and can't, focus on specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But on Instagram, it's just interests. So if I were to target somebody on Instagram, it's you like dogs. And so I'm going to target everybody who likes dogs. But that doesn't mean that they're in the market for what I'm doing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I've listened to some people who get a lot off IG, and I can't seem to connect those dots.
It definitely depends on what your business is. If your business is a fashion business, Instagram is great.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook probably wouldn't be the best, because you're going to want to look at people who follow hashtags like fashion and, stuff like that.
I see. Interesting.
That's one thing I've noticed. A lot of people that I talk to as well. Yeah, it's depending upon, you know, what business field you're in, the things that you and I do, Instagram is not for that.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to pick up hardly anybody from it. But Facebook, from what we do, is where we get more of that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
All right, now changing gears one more time, because I know you're writing a book right now.
Yes.
Now, telling me, now how, what made you want to write a book, and what's going on, and when did you start on this?
So, obviously, I do mortgages. I am not the literature person. I was, you know, the math tutor in college. So, I honestly was telling my story to a couple of people that I know, and they just said, you know, that you need to, like, write that down. People need to hear this. And after being told that enough times, I was like, okay, fine. I guess I'll write a book. But, I mean, the grammar in there is horrible. There is no punctuation. It is one sentence. So hopefully somebody will edit it eventually and add some punctuation in there.
All right, well, what I'm curious about, you say you told a lot of people your story, and they're like, you got to put it in a book.
Yeah.
Summer, what's your story?
So I kind of have that underdog story. It's definitely an interesting one. I was actually raised by my grandparents. And they were my legal parents. Unfortunately, they're both passed now, but it's all good because it made me who I am, which I am so thankful for, honestly. I want to be a motivational speaker. I want to give hope to people who are in those sticky situations where they think that they can never become anything, because so many people are told that you can only become what your parents are. You can't, you know, reach out further than that. You know, you have a ceiling, you have a limit. And I want to be the person who can come in and say, no, there is no limit. There is no, you know, the sky is the limit for everybody. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, where you came from, where you didn't come from. It doesn't matter. You can be a millionaire if you want to be a millionaire. You can be an author if you don't even know, like, how to read, you know.
Write a sentence with a period.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No punctuation whatsoever. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of my end goal, is to write that book and start kind of traveling even more. But traveling and telling a story while I do it, and giving hope to a lot of other people.
I love it.
So that's what your book is about?
So my book is a book of hope. So it starts from day one, when I was supposed to be aborted, and here I am. I'm not going to give too many secrets because you got to read the book once I finish the sentence. And just kind of all the way to hope, you know, me being a successful entrepreneur. And it's another reason that I want to build so many businesses and really make an impact on the world, is so that way people can be like, wow, literally you can come from nothing and be everything.
Now, I got a question, though, because hearing all that there gets me more motivated, because I love stories like that.
For sure.
Now, have you always been this way? Were you shy as a child growing up? Have you always been more, you know, extroverted and wanted to do more? Have you always wanted to be an entrepreneur?
So my grandfather raised me to be a businessman, because back then, businesswomen weren't a thing. But then once I got into, like, high school years, when, you know, they passed away and I kind of got discouraged and felt kind of alone and everything, I kind of reverted back to a mediocre life. I've always been an introvert by nature, but then once I did decide to go back to being an entrepreneur, go back to my businessman mentality, I taught myself how to be an extrovert. I mean, you can't really be an entrepreneur and tell people about your business and everything, and you can't be a motivational speaker for sure and be an introvert. So I had to learn how to talk to everybody and anybody and tell everybody everything, pretty much.
And it seems pretty natural. I mean, you've got the energy, you've got the flow, you've got the passion, so it seems very natural for you.
Exactly. I have a lot of passion in what I do, and I think that'll push me further than what I know or don't know. It's that why that's behind everything.
And like, that's something you and I were texting back and forth, and that's the question I always ask everybody. And so you just kind of brought it up. What is your why, Summer? What keeps you motivated?
Yeah.
Again, I see you working 6-7 days a week, all hours of the night, morning. You're always busy, always hustling. What is your why?
So it's one, showing my real why would be, one, I don't want my future family to go through anything that I went through. You know, at one point in time, I was being fed by the church, living in a rat-infested home as a child. I mean, I don't know how, you know, defects wasn't called or what have you, but, you know, my grandfather was doing the best he could. And I just don't want my kids to ever have to worry, where is their next meal coming from? Are they going to be able to have, like, new clothes for the school year? Things like that. And I also want to be able to be successful enough to show other people that. Because, I mean, I could live a mediocre life, but then how am I going to tell somebody else that they can be successful if I didn't go out and do it myself?
Well said.
Very well said.
Yeah.
And being only 22, I mean, again, that blows me away. I love it. I am impressed by you, Summer.
Well, thank you.
Derwin, real quick, how much time we got left? Zero time. All right. All right. Well, Summer, let everybody know how they can contact you with you. Let everybody know exactly what it is you do, how they can get in touch with you, and let's see if we can get you some business.
Perfect. So my cell phone number is 470-302-1176. You can call me, text me. My Instagram is Summer K. That's K-A-Y. No spaces, nothing like that. I'm the only one. No double Y's, whatever. And then my Facebook account is Summer Britt, the one with the braids and the short ass.
Yeah.
No business clothes here. No.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Good hard worker. It's going to be relaxed once she gets it done, but professional job.
For sure. Professional job, just might be in pajamas. It's fine.
Well, folks, you heard it right here. So if you want to get a mortgage loan, if you need any kind of loans, you need a home, pictures for the house, you're going to do investing, buying 5 units or more, you know who to call. You know who to contact, reach out to. So again, as always, thank you for tuning in. We love you. And remember, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole. Stronger Than Failure.